our time. You better think I'll lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, live on CITR 101.9 FM. And this is the UBC campus. And I was just very fortunate to see Nardwar, the human serviette, do a talk. He spoke here to some radio enthusiasts here at UBC. He opened up Nardwar's video vault. Of course, Nardwar, the human serviette, who needs little introduction. But for new listeners, he is a long-term DJ here at the station, CITR. And he's been here for over 20 years and is a wonderful interviewer and music enthusiast. And he played lots of great video interviews he's done with all sorts of folks like Snoop Dogg and Blur and all sorts of people. Lady Gaga, I think, an interview before she was famous. Thanks, Nardwar, for continuing to inspire me and many other people to do radio and to promote independent culture. So this is a show that's broadcast every week at this time. My name's Matt, and I feature Australian music that I know and love, and of course local Vancouver music, and occasionally music from other parts of the country here of Canada too. There's just so much extraordinary music, so much space to explore here, and sounds, inner space and outer space, I suppose. Yeah, if you like what you hear today, if you're new, you can find me online. If you go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, that's the show blog with over 100 podcasts now for you to peruse and listen to. So I do like to dip into the archives and play older music. And finally, this week, I'm getting around to the Hoodoo Gurus. It's quite criminal that it's taken me this long to actually really play them in any great depth. So today I thought I would play for you the entire album, Stone Age Romeos. Yes, the classic, the incredible album that they released in 1984. It was a debut. Like, you'll listen to this if you listen to the next 40 minutes and sit back and go, wow, how did a band put out this as a debut? It's just such a quality album. Known all around the world by dedicated fans. And the reason I'm inspired to do that today is because in Australia, almost as we speak, the reformed Hoodoo Gurus are putting on the Dig It Up Hoodoo Gurus Invitational. Now, this is amazing. I'm going to read you this lineup. If you're a fan of rock and roll, garage rock, you're going to fall over yourself when you hear what they've put together. This is the lineup in Sydney. The Hard-Ons, The Fleshtones, Kids in Dust, Dennis Tech and Rob Younger from Hoodoo Gurus, Red Cross, Died Pretty, The Sonics, believe it or not, The Sonics, that great rock and roll band, garage rock band, and The Hoodoo Gurus. So I'm not sure what inspired them. It's The Hoodoo Gurus recently put out a best of called Gold Watch. There's a number of best ofs being put out, but I guess they've really pushed it again, some record label. And so they've been in to host this invitational. And in different cities, I think there's a few different lineups in different cities, but my goodness, Red Cross, The Sonics, on the same bill as the Hoodoo Gurus. Wow. So real devotees of rock and roll. Sure to be a great show. I wish I was there, but I'm here in Vancouver, a long way away. Anyway, so let's get into the music. So today we're going to hear the entire album by the Hoodoo Gurus. Of course, they are a very well-known band, but for folks who don't know, they did release their first album, Stone Age Romeos, when we're playing in 1984. So they're a band that kind of had its origins in Perth, Western Australia, with key member of the Victims, who were one of Australia's first kind of punk bands, had a well-known single called Television Addict. Dave Faulkner and James Baker of the Victims joined him to form the Hoodoo Gurus. They eventually relocated to Sydney. And the lineup sort of settled on Brad Shepherd on lead guitar and vocals. Brad Dave Faulkner, the songwriter, on guitar and lead vocals, James Baker on drums, and Clyde Bramley on bass. And that was the lineup for this album, Stone Age Romeos. A number of great singles on this called there's I Want You Back, Liani, My Girl. We're going to hear the whole thing. So anyway, enough of me for now. Let's just get into it. And I'm going to play you the first song, I Want You Back, and then a little quick excerpt of Dave Faulkner just talking a little bit about that song, and then into the rest of the album. So this is it, the Hoodoo Gurus. First track, I Want You Back, from 1984 on the Stone Age Romeos album.
Back was the last song we recorded for this Stone Age Romeos album. It was one we were having difficulty getting right. It just I'd only written it just before the album was recorded, and so we hadn't really learned it yet. We didn't really quite know what the drum feel was going to be, so it nearly didn't make it. But luckily, it had a bit of a brainwave towards the end of recording and came in for a last shot at it, and it worked. And of course, it became one of our most identifiable songs.
All right, we're back on CITR Radio with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And the Hoodoo Gurus, a little feature on the band, their early years. Well, their first album, to be specific, Stone Age Romeos, which came out in 1984. So we've just played the first song for you there, I Want You Back. So let's get into the next few tracks on side one. So this album I found here in the CITR radio studios, a perfect old vinyl copy, which is just Australian vinyl. I play it. So the name of this album came from a Three Stooges short film, apparently. And the first single was called My Girl. It's actually the last song on the album, so you'll have to wait another half an hour to hear the first single. Other singles were the next two songs, Tojo and Lilani. And, of course, that first song there, I Want You Back. A little bit more info. In 1985, after this album had been out for a bit, the band won Best Debut Album category at the 1984 Countdown Awards, which is a pretty big deal at the time. Countdown was this really great, long-running music live sort of primetime live music show hosted by Molly Meldrum. It was a great kind of everyone gathered around the TV on the weekend nights and watched the Countdown show, and so definitely that put Hurdagurus on the national spotlight, where they've remained ever since. Really good level of popularity, you know, not mega superstars who sold out, but well regarded and reasonably well known. Anyway, let's get back into the songs. This is another single called Tojo.
Somewhere on the South Pacific Island, Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're on CITR 101.9 FM, wherever you are listening in the world online and also live here on the radio in Vancouver. Maybe you're driving home from work. Hope you're enjoying this wonderful throwback to the Huda Gurus and the classic Stone Age Romeos. What an amazing album to come out as a debut. Wonderful songwriting there from Dave Faulkner. And of course, anyone who's followed the career of the Huda Gurus knows that the songwriting has always been in such top form. A lot of albums over the years, and I'm playing this one specifically today because the Huda Gurus are playing this album in its entirety to Australian audiences in a series of shows called the Huda Gurus Dig It Up Invitational, where they put together a remarkable band, remarkable lineup of both international and local rock bands. Some of the local bands. I think Spencer P. Jones, Damien Lovelock from the Selbert Rifles, Died Pretty, and Rob Younger and Dennis Tech from Radio Birdman, the Hard-Ons. And then internationally, you have Red Cross and the Sonics on the bill. And the Huda Gurus are playing this album back to front, the whole album. So to give you a taste of what that might be like, I'm playing it for you here on the radio. The whole album, Stone Age Romeos, from 1984. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. So we're on to side two now. The next track you're going to hear is called Let's All Turn On.
That's what I like. Better get up my cloud. Tuesday. Artists in Our Midst welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free Roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Mews in Yaletown. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
Welcome back to CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'm your host, Matt. And just a reminder, the show blog, if you go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, you can find a web link to the blog with the set list, podcasts, and a video clip. And you can subscribe to the podcast too. There's a link there. And also Twitter. You can find me on Twitter. Type in OzStranded into Twitter and you'll find me. Okay, so this is Stranded, and we're featuring Stone Age Romeos, the classic album by the Hoodoo Gurus from 1984. It's taken me so long to get into playing the Hoodoo Gurus here. You know, there's so many more albums after this, of course. The next great album of theirs was Mars Needs Guitars, which had the classic single Bittersweet. And Hoodoo Gurus have put out many albums since they broke up. Kind of around the, I guess, maybe the early 2000s. Then they had a project called the Persian Rugs, which was basically, you know, like three quarters of the Hoodoo Gurus just playing more stripped back garage rock as a side project that they did for one album. But then eventually they said, well, to hell with it, let's just get back together and play again. And they've put out, I think, two albums since then in their kind of reinvigorated vibe. And have started touring again. I've played South by Southwest, I think, a couple of years ago, and now doing this big Hoodoo Gurus Invitational this weekend in Australia. Apparently they're in as good form as they've ever been, and they've been playing live since the early 80s. So what a wonderful band. Classic album, this, Stone Age Romeos. Great songwriting. Let's play for you the last three tracks on side two, Zanzibar, I Was a Kamikaze Pilot, which I'm sure is a real favourite live, and one of the singles called My Girl, which has such a cute video clip of a greyhound running around, looking really cute, and its master or owner or friend dog lover playing around with the dog. I'll put that up on the blog as the video clip this week. Okay, Hoodoo Gurus. More information on the band, hoodoogurus.net. I'll definitely be talking about them again in other shows and playing some of them more later music. Okay, let's get back into the album. This is the tail end of Stone Age Romeos. Hope you enjoy it. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. You say
despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
And we're back on CRTR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, with your host Matt. And that wraps up the playthrough of Stone Age Romeos by the Hoodoo Gurus, going way back to 1984. We played both sides of the vinyl LP. So the band lineup at the time was Dave Faulkner on lead vocals, guitar, and the bulk of the songwriting, Brad Shepherd on lead guitar and vocals, James Baker on drums, and Clyde Bramley on bass and vocals. Classic album, classic lineup of the band. And they are back in action and doing a big series of shows in Australia called the Hoodoo Gurus Invitational Dig It Up, where they invited a whole bunch of Australian rock and roll bands and international acts, including Red Cross and the Sonics. Big shows, some of them sold out, the Brisbane shows. I'll step back in time. I'll be right back getting in artists who are playing in Vancouver this weekend, and then some fresh tracks from local Vancouver bands. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
And this is CITR 101.9 FM, and now some closer to home action. Two Australian artists that are playing this weekend in Vancouver at Venue. They're both playing on April 21st. We have the Beautiful Girls with Ash Grunwald. So the Beautiful Girls, they are comprised of Matt McHugh on vocals. We have Paulie B and Bruce Braybrook. So three-piece, their roots music band, very well established. They have three EPs to the name and four full-length albums. And they've reached, you know, they've charted in Australia and toured here a fair bit. They've got good following here in this part of the world. So I'm going to play for you three tracks for the Beautiful Girls, including the third track I'll play for you is the single 1010, which came out last year. One of their more recently well-known songs. And then after that, some Ash Grunwald for you. So to whet your appetite for some music you can hear in the city of Vancouver this weekend, Australian acts. This is the Beautiful Girls. Roots music for you.
This is about an hour from Portland, Oregon. So is this. This is about an
and it's so, yes, it's so. It's just a struggle in your mind to keep your soul. How long you're down depends on how you rise. Life has a meaning, so open your eyes. The seeds that we speed into life to be trees will soon become fallen if their roots aren't deep. Freedom is ours to hold. Struggle in your mind to keep your soul, keep your soul. And it's old, yes, it's old. Just a struggle in your mind to keep your soul.
Let's take it easy now and simmer down. Little girl, let's take the long way home. 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 Was it?
Yeah.
So we listen.
Hey! All up! Listen to this. Whether you are rude boy or a true and shot, whether you rock steady or you punk rock, you must leave it up with all that you got. Bless.
This is Sydney. This is London. This is Tokyo. And Los Angeles.
Rudy don't care about the color of your skin. About the money that you spend, red, black, or white, there is no color to your soul. Original rude boy control. It's not the same in the dance hall lots. It's not the same in the typical spots. Here in the city, don't step, get busy, young life, push up with the two gunshots. It's different. So Rudy, come home. I need to see you. Do you feel alone? Like I feel it too. Though you be no safe, burn up in the sun. But walking away, don't get like a gun.
Would you walk into the wrong place at the wrong time? No, we would not leave the building with his life. See the wrong man, pull the trigger, then they go. We got the cops, but they move too slow. We reminisce on the dance hall days. Back on the streets, not a thing has changed. We keep fighting, still use, keep dying, drying tears on the helicopter blades.
So Rudy, come home, I need to see you. Do you feel alone, like I feel it too? Don't you be no safe, burn up in the sun. We're walking away. Don't get like a gun. A gun. I need to see you. Do you feel alone? Like I feel it too. Don't you be no sin. Burn up in the sun. Go walking away. Don't get like a gun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Station tours start at noon and we are located on the second floor of the sub.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection.
Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and you heard three tracks there from the Beautiful Girls, a roots band playing in Vancouver at Venue on the 21st of August. That's this weekend. So they're from Australia, some roots music. Also playing on that bill is Ash Grunwald, another frequent visitor to these parts of the world. He is a Melbourneian blues musician. He's built a very strong reputation for strong live acts, lots and lots of touring and festival shows. He first came to prominence as a solo artist around 2002 with Introducing Ash Grunwald, a collection of originals of blues standards. He uses a stomp box and tambourine, so he's a multi-instrumentalist. He's been featured on Triple J in Australia. He's really made quite a name for himself. And he's married to his partner, Danny, a long-term partner and musician. And they have a daughter, Sunny. Sounds like a really nice guy and great music. Here's some contemporary blues music for you from Ash Grunwald. You can catch him live at Venue in Vancouver. He's an Australian artist. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you. See me working weekends. Well, if I turn up at all, I won't be. tired hearing other people's stories about moving from town to town. Baby, we should just pack up all I feel and ease on out of here. Head on that open road. I wanna get down, moving fast. I wanna get on out of here. Get down, moving fast. I wanna get on out of here.
New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Not just Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the 9-1 show on Sunya.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And this is Strand of the Australian Canadian Music Show. We're back with Australian music and a couple of artists that are playing in Vancouver this weekend on the 21st at Venue. You heard first The Beautiful Girls, three tracks, and then, so they were a roots band, and then followed up by Ash Grunwald, the last few, three tracks there were from Ash Grunwald, two newer ones and one older track there to end with. So that's Ash Grunwald, a great blues musician. He'll be playing at Venue with the Beautiful Girls on 21st of April. So if you're in Vancouver, catch those acts. Great Australian music passing through town. Okay, I'll be right back very soon with Canadian music local. Okay, and we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and we're playing some new Canadian music now. I actually went along to a little event just the other night at the Biltmore Cabaret that was put on by Music BC, which is a really great little body here that promotes music in the province, gets together artists, managers, radio people like myself, and yeah, gets people together and networking and checking out what everyone's doing. And so I guess I picked up a few CDs that night from some local artists that just I hadn't been aware of before, and one from out of town now, from some brand new music, independent music that popped into my hand. First up, this is a gentleman who goes by the name, his project's called Passing Clouds, and the lead singer-songwriter is Blake McAndless. Really interesting guy to chat with the other night. Yeah, really interesting, described as soul funk roots music, spectacle and a message. And here on the bio says, music has the heart of a gypsy, like my soul's journey. It travels through light and dark, turbulence and tranquility like passing clouds. So I'll let you hear a little bit of Passing Clouds now, some local music from Vancouver. And after that, we're going to play for you also something quite special. This is Carly and Julie Kennedy. Now, they are from the island, from Victoria, and they're wonderful. They're twins, and I guess it's very hard to describe their sound. They've really got a sound of their own, but it's kind of country music. There's a guitar and fiddle in here. So they both entered the School of Music at the University of Victoria and both graduated with a degree in performance in 2008. And it looks like they've done a lot of touring, a lot of festivals, jazz festival, folk festival, Merritt Mountain Music Festival. And they're going to be playing in Vancouver in June, I believe. So, a really good mix of country, folk, jazz and Celtic, I guess you would describe Carly and Julie Kennedy. So let's hear a track for them as well.
Friends. when you tuck her on our campfire guitars, dreaming of the day when we would make it that far, soaking up the moments and living for the Friday nights. No, there's nothing ever felt so right. That's the country life.
As interesting as listening to this PSA is, there's nothing quite like watching it. Watching what, you ask? The annual showcase of films that accompany it as part of the POV, or Persistence of Vision, Film Festival. This showcase of short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students in the film production program at UBC happens only once a year. On April 27th and 28th, join the POV Festival at the Empire Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver as these magnificent films are debuted. For tickets and information, visit povfilmfestival.com. Can't make it to every store you want to on Record Store Day? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Be sure to stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM on Record Store Day today from noon to 7 p.m. CITR is teaming up with the good folks at CJSF 90.1 FM to bring you a taste of all the great live acts from a variety of shops around Vancouver. Live bands, DJs, and interviews from Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, Scratch, Vinyl, and Zulu Records. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM for special Record Store Day programming.
And of course, that's coming up tomorrow. I'll be live bands right down at my shop at Vinyl Records. I'm David Love Jones. We've got a show from a couple of weeks back, but first, we've got a special track, and this is Michael Wyckoff and Looking Up to You on African Rhythms here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, Vancouver.
And how we